She's one of our favorites, and we're very pleased to be joined by Karina LeBlanc. Karina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me again. Pleasure.
I'm going to ask you this as someone who played for a long time. What are you feeling right now? What is the ex-player in you feeling as the Olympics get closer and closer and closer?
It's excitement. I mean, because I've been there. I've been there twice, two different Olympic Games. And, you know, as the countdown starts, it's like, okay, the anticipation, the 100 days, you're like, oh, my God. And then there's 50 days, and then there's 10 days, and then you're there. So it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, it's becoming a reality, and here we are, and let's get this going.
Now, this is kind of a different schedule for John Herdman. You know, I get the impression, just from what he said and from the things I've read, that you know he'll have these friendlies, and then he wants his players to return to their professional teams to get their minutes in. How different, from your experience with John Herdman, how different is this stage of preparation for the Olympics compared to what your team went through in their preparation for London?
In London, we were all in together in Switzerland before that. And then before that, we were together. So it's a different preparation, but this is a different group of girls. It's the professional environment. It's a good environment. They're all building and growing. So it's different, but John's so smart and strategic about everything he's doing. I'm sure it's not like, okay, I'm going to let them go. Every day they have together, it's calculated, and he's making them count. And so the team is going to be connected going into Rio, no matter if they're together for 10 days or, because he really has been planning this out from 4 years ago. So it's different, but at the same time, it's a different group of girls. So I think it's perfectly fitting.
Now, there are a couple of injury concerns for this team. The first, I would think would be Christine Sinclair. What are you hearing insofar as her, you know, her return to 100% will be ahead of Rio?
I think she'll be 100%. I mean, the thing with Christine is that everyone is just making sure that the end goal in mind is Rio, and the medical staff's on board with that, the professional club's on board with that, Christine's on board with that. So I think it's not a reason to panic. I mean, they have to look with the end in mind. So, you know, with all players, I mean, it's a long road. Like, you have professional games, which are a lot of games on the road. You have travel, you have national team games, and the schedules are heavier than they used to be. So I think with every player, there's a plan on minutes played. There's a plan on injuries, what if this happens or not. And that's one of the things that the medical staff and the national team that a lot of people don't see or understand is that so much goes into every decision. It's not just random. And so if a player's injured, it's like, okay, so what's the benefit of playing two 90-minute games in 5 days now, mm-hmm. when the end in mind is Rio? So I think I don't think Canada needs to be concerned with Christine. It's an end in mind, and I'm sure Christine will be performing at her peak come time for Rio.
What is Canada going to do for goalkeepers? Aaron McLeod is obviously out with a long-term knee injury. Sabrina D'Angelo is, I believe, John Herdman saying that he expects her to be back sometime between July 20th and 30th after fracturing her left wrist. I mean, Karina, you know that position as well as anybody, in addition to knowing that club as well as anybody. How are we set at the keeper position? And, you know, since you and Aaron have been there, were there for so long, there was such a familiarity, Karina, between you and Aaron and the defenders and the midfielders. Is this going to be an issue, sort of trying to get everybody acclimated to everybody else?
No, Stephanie Labbe has been with the team for many years. And okay. I think that actually was one of the reasons I stepped away, was because, you know, Steph is a great goalkeeper, and you guys will see that. But she didn't get the reps because with the goalkeeping position, it was only one person that played. And for years, it was Aaron and I going back and forth, and Steph would be getting in games. She's a great goalkeeper, so now she has the experience. She has the games. She's been around the team. The chemistry is there. She has one of the assets, I think. She is the best goalkeeper in terms of distribution in the world. And that's okay. A huge asset for the team. She's going to be able to create advanced platforms, which is such soccer talk. But she's going to be able to create opportunities for the team because of what she brings with the ball at her feet. And there's a lot of things that Steph has that Aaron and I didn't have. And I mean, that's the thing with every goalkeeper. We each have our strengths, and Steph will add to the team. And You know what I mean? It comes with all goalkeepers. There's pressures in the positions, but she's ready for that. And this is her time. I mean, we just had a chat the other day, and I just said, you know what? This is your time, and you've been waiting for this, and it's all fallen into place for you to shine. And I believe she's going to have a breakout Olympics. I think people are going to see what Erin and I and the team have already seen for so many years. And unfortunately, she just didn't get those games because, you know, Erin and I were both there to play. But Steph has the experience. She's played against Brazil before. She's played against the big teams before. She's had some top international caps. So I don't think Canada needs to be worried about that position.
How is the pool setting up for Canada in the Olympics in terms of qualifying for the next stage? Is it a difficult? Well, obviously it's got Germany, so it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I think again, when it comes to the Olympics, it's the team that performs the best throughout the tournament, and it's not about who's the best team on paper, who's ranked number one going in. Obviously, Germany is a top contender. They'll be a great match, but again, it'll be Canada's ability, and it's no word for me to say Canada, right? It'll be our ability to really come together and connect. And I think that's one of the things John's really focused on was building that connection. And that's what we had in London, is of the team going in and being invincible to all the distractions around, but just staying connected within. Australia is a great team. Canada's had results against them in the last couple of years, but they're also a team that's been preparing. They have more money to their funds. They have a lot more players playing professional now. I don't think the Olympics is going to be a walk away for any team, mm-hmm. because the quality of women's soccer has become so much better. You know, there's no longer just two or three teams who can win a tournament. So Canada's going to need to come together as a team, and I think they have that chemistry. They have the leadership, obviously, in John Herdman, and making sure no stone is left like not touched. And John knows what he's doing. And I mean, I've been in to see that he's a detailed oriented man, and everything is touched upon. So I think Germany will be a tough game, but that's what the Olympics are. I mean, you're not going to win an Olympic medal by just playing easy teams. So I think these two games coming up against Brazil would be great tests for the team, but at the same time, it will show them a little bit of a different flair that in their preparation. And I think Canada, I know the world rankings say that they're 10th and Brazil 7th, but again, these rankings are based in 4 years, not just mm-hmm. 1 year. And so I think, you know, the team, the key to Canada is connecting as a team, getting some of the scores, not just beating Christine. And you have so many different attacking minds now. John's brought in some pace up top, which is going to be fantastic. He has the youth, so it'll be their first Olympics. So it'll also help with the chemistry, because, you know, seeing a player walking and step into the Olympic Village for the first time, it reminds you of your first time, and that's something special as well.
Yeah, and I would also think, Karina, that the experience that this group of women had hosting the World Cup at home, mm-hmm. just the experience of the spotlight, you know, the pressure, the demands in your time, sort of having to learn how to, you know, make sure that you get your rest, make sure that you take care, you know, you have fun and all that stuff, finding the balance that every athlete tries to find when they're preparing for something. I've got to think that having had to do that at home, that might carry over to the Olympics, won't it, in terms of allowing you to focus and maybe, you know, channel out some of the distractions that you might expect if you're the first. I mean, my God, it's Rio. If I was going to Rio, Karina, you wouldn't see me. I mean, I'd be out doing stuff. And I think maybe that experience of having the Women's World Cup here might help some of the younger players focus a bit.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing exactly. Like John even talked about his roster selection for the World Cup would be different than the Olympics, because the pressures of the World Cup, that it's so much grander than most people can imagine when you're hosting a whole World Cup. I mean, Germany in the last World Cup, they lost in the round of like 8, because again, people don't understand this. So there's so many lessons learned from the players who were at the World Cup, who can share it with the younger players. But then at the same time, it's like, this is the Olympics, and you know, going into the Olympics, you know, there's so many different events. There's so many different distractions, quote unquote, if you're not prepared for it. But I guess, again, it's the learning from the World Cup which will help these girls go moving forward, because the truth is, for an athlete, the Olympic Games is like a business trip. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you're there with one goal, and that goal obviously is to win a gold medal, but also what John's done with the team is connect them to something even bigger than that, something bigger than more than just about themselves. So it's the World Cup, the experience in the World Cup will only help these girls going into the Olympic Games. And obviously the popularity of the sport has grown from the World Cup. So that will also help in like driving that extra reason why you want to bring home a medal to Canada.
Corinne, it was great of you to join us. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to your work both with Yahoo and with CBC during the Olympics. And have fun.
Thank you. I'll have fun down there reporting back to Canadians about how much fun athletes are having down in Rio.